T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Happy Wednesday.
Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, May 27th.
Did May just fly by?
Yes.
It seriously did, right? Like, I literally looked up, like, damn, it's the end of the month.
It's interesting because April took up, like, 4 months.
Yep.
May was over in, like, 2 weeks.
Seriously. Yep. Like, I remember Cinco de Mayo, like, yesterday, like, getting frozen Rita's curbside.
It is going to be the longest summer, but also the shortest summer. It's like when you have a newborn, I hear, right? Like, the days are long, but the time flies.
Yep. Wow.
Oh, wow. That's a really interesting observation.
Totally. It really is, because it's going to be the longest summer ever, but we're going to blink, and all of a sudden, it's going to be Christmas, and we're going to be like, what happened?
Serious. And you know what? That's totally okay with me. I'm okay with that, just because then I know, you know, Christmas rolls around. Hopefully, things are going to be at a point where we're...
I'm knocking on wood right there.
I know. I think that I just think everything's going to magically be fixed when it hits midnight and we're in 2021.
Yeah. Well, for sure. I mean, a lot of people are saying that it is possible that we have a vaccine by the end of this year. And if that is the case, then that certainly means things are... I don't know. I just read that Stubbs is opening up for concerts again. And, wow, that just...
Well... Not like fully, I mean, that it's not like they're going to have, like, you know, Lady Antebellum up in there and we pack in, right? Like, they're still going to, it's still limited amount of people allowed.
Oh, okay, well, I didn't need the asterisk. I just said that they're opening up for concerts.
Faith.
It's exciting.
We have faith.
Yes, thank you.
We have faith.
All right.
Fingers crossed.
Just like George Michael,
Sarah. Have hope, Sarah.
You got to have faith, okay? Thank you.
I got to have faith. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Good morning. It's a little after 6 o'clock. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're here. Maybe you're meeting at Stubbs or whatever. I mean, of course, you're not Lady Antebellum. You're not going to see Lady Antebellum. But we're going to connect single people. Lee and Matt are looking to get out and start dating. So we're going to give them 60 seconds to get to know each other.
Yeah.
We'll pay for the date if they say hookup. It's next.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
This weekend, Donald Trump, by unauthorized presidential order, made a sweeping declaration to open all churches, temples, and places of worship in an effort to make sure that the most devout Americans get a chance to contract the coronavirus, too.
Restaurants are open in Austin. Bars are open in Austin. And you know what that means? We're going to get out now and start meeting people, and it's time to date, y'all. So here we are. Let's do this. Two single people, 60 seconds to decide if they want to go out. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Hook Up or Hang Up.
Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose? Hey, hey. Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose?
Alex and Sarah, say hi to Lee.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello.
Good morning, Lee. So we have a single guy named Matt on the phone. We're going to get to him in just a second. But before we bring him in, let's learn a little bit about you and what it is that you're looking for in a guy.
I look for a good sense of humor. I like him to be tall. I know that sounds weird, but I like a tall guy.
It's pretty common, actually. I've never heard a girl say, I want a short guy.
You know what? Under 5'5" would be preferable.
Like Tom Cruise-ish.
Yeah. You sound like a tall woman. I'm guessing you are 5'8", 5'9"?
I'm 5'11".
Damn! Whoa. Look at you, Lee.
Booker was off.
Obviously, it's not just you want someone tall. You need someone tall.
Yes. I can't look down and kiss somebody. Like, that's like a child. I cannot do that.
Right. All right. So that's all very, very important. And what about goals or aspirations?
Like, he has to have some type of goal. Like, it doesn't have to be, I'm going to be a doctor or a lawyer, but, like, at least, like, I want to do this in the next year or two. Does that make sense? Like, you can't be...
Have
you
a plan.
Like, your mom's house.
Yeah, know what you want. I got it. So, Lee, basically, we just need someone that's a little bit motivated, is tall.
Did you say sense of humor?
Oh, sense of humor, right. Well, let's see if we have that. Alex, here, say hi to Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Okay, Matt, here we go. It's time for hook up or hang up. We're going to start the clock right now. 60 seconds is all you guys are going to have to answer these questions, get to know each other. And then at the end, if you both are really digging it, you're going to say hook up. At that point, we'll spring for a date to carry the conversation on. Or if you're not, then you're going to hang up the phone. Okay, but first, let's put a minute on the clock and let's see how well this goes. So 60 seconds with hook up or hang up. Lee and Matt starts right now. Go ahead, Lee. First question.
What type of movies do you like?
I like kind of action movies, but I'm also pretty partial to comedies, too.
Okay.
Here, let me help you out, Lee. Matt, name your two of your favorite comedians.
I really like Patton Oswalt and Tig Notaro.
Wow, those are two great ones. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, if this doesn't work out, you and I can
you'll
do it.
You'll hate him.
Booker wants a tall man in his life.
Okay. How tall are you?
I am 6'3".
Nice.
Do you like sports?
I work in sports. Yes, I love sports. Huge fan.
Okay. Favorite food?
Favorite food. Oh, my God. I'm really kind of into barbecue.
Matt?
Yeah.
I love you, bud. I love you.
Booker, wow. Get a room.
Hey, Matt,
wow.
One question for Lee. What do you have?
What's the last concert you went to before quarantine?
Alan Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, let us see if she's going to rock the jukebox or go way down yonder on the Chattahoochee.
Are those all Alan Jackson songs?
Yes.
Okay,
and
I was just
you have to be
guess.
Impressed. Oh, yeah. That came out of nowhere.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's see how it goes. Again, if you are digging it and want to give it a shot, we will pay for a date between the two of you, and you'll just say hook up, or if something just doesn't feel right, literally hang up the phone. We'll obviously get the idea. Okay, y'all ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Hook up or hang up with Lee and Matt in 3, 2, 1.
Hook up.
Hook up, yeah.
Yeah.
He was 6'3". Yeah. What else is she going to say?
I know.
Now, Matt, you did not hear this part, but Lee is 5'11". So
The
fact that you're 6'3" was a big one.
You guys are damn Lego. It's perfect. It fits right in.
I have a question for the 6'3" man in the room. Is there like a height limit for you when it comes to girls? Like, will you not date a girl that's like 5'2 or 5'1, or you don't prefer it?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, too short, I guess, is kind of weird, but, you know, it's not crazy or anything.
It's a bigger deal for women than it is for guys. What is the shortest guy, Lee, that you have ever dated?
I tried to date a guy my height, like 5'10, 5'11, but then I had to wear flats all the time, and even some tennis shoes freaked him out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
Were you a stud volleyball player?
Oh, me? No, I played basketball.
Well, let's very hope cool. that he gets it in the net. Hey.
Okay. Wow.
Jeez. No pressure.
Good luck to you guys. We're going to hook you up on a date, and congratulations.
Hey.
Hi, yeah.
Hook up or hang up, what you gonna
choose?
Hey, hey. Hook up or hang up, what you gonna choose?
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Trump claimed in two separate tweets that he was golfing to get exercise, even though he rode in a cart that he drove. The point Liger Woods seems to be missing is that it looks bad for the president to be golfing with 100,000 Americans dead and a stay-at-home order in place, but try explaining optics to a guy who stared directly into an eclipse.
From the mind of single expert Sarah Osbourne, here's Sarah's dating diary on Mix 94.7.
I mentioned last night on Instagram that the one thing I want to do is read a book in quarantine. And the one thing I have not done is read a book in quarantine. Yeah, maybe you're single and you also want to read a book. The thought of being curled up on a couch with a coffee or a wine sounds so nice. Well, here are 5 books to read if you are single during quarantine. Number one, it's called Calling in the One, and it sounds so old school, but someone who is so much cooler than me raves about this book. So it says meditation, visualization, and journaling exercises will gently lead you to recognize the obstacles on your path to love and provide you ways to steer around them. And at the end of 49 days, Yes, 49 days, you will be in the ideal emotional state to go out into the world and find the one. It sounds like a bunch of crap to me, but it worked for a friend, and now is a great time to go through a workbook if you're single, at home and alone, or are looking to come out as a new person in September. Use this workbook. Love Rules, How to Find a Real Relationship in a Digital World. I've also heard great things about this book. Women are often told that finding love is trivial and unimportant, and instead we should focus on our careers. But this book discusses the importance of finding love and gives them ways to do it in social media and apps. Another book is called Unafraid, Living with Courage and Hope in Uncertain Times, which I'm like, whoa. That is what we are in right now. Sometimes the hardest part about dating is putting yourself out there, and this book discusses fear and anxiety in a way that's approachable and understandable. Also, I love this. The Love Gap, A Radical Plan to Win Life and Love. This explores why men are scared to date strong and powerful women. Just saying, it's real.
Okay.
It's true. And finally, one of my favorite books is Five Love Languages. If you have not read this or read about the five love languages, do this ASAP. You don't even need to read the book. I'll give you the cliff notes. You either need affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, or physical touch. Know what you need so that you can tell your partner. And then also, you need to know what your partner needs. It really helps. Trust me. So there are five books to order on Amazon, because who wants to buy these in person? That's embarrassing. Text DATE to 51993 for the entire list.
Sierra, I'm going to take a guess, knowing you like I know you in a unromantic way, what your love language is. I'm guessing your love language is acts of service.
Yes, and quality time. And receiving gifts.
Oh my
gosh. Is it okay to have three?
That's a lot of languages.
Basically all of them but physical touch.
Yeah. She hates to be touched.
Totally.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
The Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri this weekend. You see, they had a pool party. They called it the Zero Ducks Given Party. The St. Louis County Department of Health is urging anyone who's at this party to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. And yeah, I'm sure the guy with the barbed wire tattoo and the 3-foot mojito is gonna get right on that.
So for months now, I've been hearing the words Uncut Gems. That is the movie starring Adam Sandler that a lot of people were upset about, that he wasn't nominated for an award because it was a breakout performance from Adam Sandler's first like quote unquote dramatic role. So.
Yes.
For whatever reason, I never got around to watching this film until this weekend.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry.
Wait, is it that bad, Sarah?
No, it's not that. It's just that it's like one of those movies where if you're super into that director and you're super into film, you're super nerdy and you like that, maybe you might find it interesting. But
I don't even know about that director and that kind of film. I will tell you, I am so upset.
Oh, boy.
I'm mad at everybody who said you need to watch Uncut Gems. It's a great movie. You need to watch this. It's a great movie. It is one of the worst movies that I have seen in a long, long time.
Wow.
And let me tell you why.
Yeah.
I'm still fired up about this.
Yeah.
The whole movie, and it was over 2 hours long.
Ugh.
Gave me weird feels on the inside. I was anxious the entire movie. From the very beginning to the very end, I was incredibly anxious. But then I stayed with it because I had great hopes of the ending being all wrapped up in a pretty bow and satisfying things. I'm like, okay, at the end, I'm going to get a good feeling and all this anxiousness is going to go away and something amazing is going to happen.
Yeah.
The whole time, anxious. The end comes and I say to myself, why the hell did you just watch this movie? It only made me more anxious at the end.
Really?
It was the most anxious ending of any movie I have ever watched. I was livid.
Here's the thing. My best friend Alexis saw it. She liked it. She is super into film. She knows all about the director.
Okay.
She's like, no one's going to like this, Sarah. She's like, have you seen any of these guys' other movies? I'm like, no. She's like, you're going to hate it. And I'm like, that's all I need to know. Thank you.
Did you watch it?
No, I have no desire to watch it because I know it's not going to be something that I'm going to be entertained by. by at all.
Okay, I'm not going to ever watch it because of those reasons, but also the fact that I don't watch movies. And another reason, I just looked at the cast. Idina Menzel, The Weeknd, and NBA player Kevin Garnett, or okay, former NBA. Like, really?
Well, hold on.
This is a random
it is.
Medley of but actors.
There's a reason Kevin Garnett's in the film. Uh-huh. Kevin Garnett plays himself, and it's a very, very important role in the film.
Bro.
He plays a very important part as himself.
Okay.
The Weeknd plays himself as well. He's just performing on stage at a club.
Okay.
Idina Menzel actually is pretty good as Adam Sandler's wife.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. That didn't bother me at all. None of what you said bothered me. Matter of fact, it's the only part of the movie I actually liked.
Really?
I'm like, oh, look, it's Idina Menzel. Oh, look, it's The Weeknd. Oh, look, it's Kevin Garnett. What bothered me was the fact that it was very anxious. It was still the same Adam Sandler. He was just a little bit edgier. He had fake teeth and cursed a lot. Otherwise, it was Adam Sandler in every role I've ever seen Adam Sandler in. And then at the end, I'm like, are you kidding me? Wow, this is how it's going to end. I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you have anxiety, especially during an era where we are suffering the largest global pandemic and probably the most anxious we will ever be in our entire life.
Yeah.
If you got a pill bottle of Xanax on your nightstand, then maybe watch it. Otherwise, stay away from more anxiety and do not, under any circumstances, watch Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler.
You weren't joking about the fake teeth, by the way.
Yeah.
They're huge.
They're huge.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Y'all are going to laugh at me, but when I lived in New Orleans, there was one thing that I loved to do. There is a prison rodeo just outside of Baton Rouge.
With inmates that ride bulls?
Oh, yeah. The Angola Prison Rodeo. Hmm. And you drive your car in, under intense security, of course. Uh-huh. Then you go into a rodeo arena where cowboys are the inmates. And they have no idea what they're doing. They get beat up like crazy. And it's fun. And you don't care because they're inmates.
Give them something to do, right?
Now, the reason I bring up this prison is because there was a guy named Archie Williams who spent 37 years at Angola for a crime he didn't commit.
Oh, wow.
Last night, he was on America's Got Talent. Take a listen to this.
Let's start with your name, please, sir.
My name is Archie Williams.
Then where are you from, Archie?
I'm from Louisiana. I was just incarcerated for 37 years for somebody else's crime.
Ooh.
DNA freed me.
Don't let the sun go down on me. Although I search myself, there's always someone else I see. I just allow a fragment of your life to wander free.
Say we got about 3,500 yeses here.
Let's keep it real. He's probably not going to be the most talented of all the contestants.
Yeah.
However, he's going to be the one everybody's rooting for because of that emotional connection.
Totally. That's what I thought immediately, man.
Speaking of America's Got Talent, it's interesting because all of this stuff going on right now with our illness and health and public places and washing our hands constantly.
Sanitizer up the wazoo.
Howie Mandel said, this is what's in my head each and every day. Every hour of my 64 years on Earth, this is it. This is my nightmare. This is how I live. And now the world has joined me in my nightmare.
Oh.
Because he's always like a germ dude, right? Like, I never see him shake hands, or he had that like thing. He's always like using sanitizer.
Fist
and all that.
Bump, right?
Yes.
He would never shake hands. I tried that one time.
you did?
This is a great story. So I was fortunate enough one time to be on Deal or No Deal supporting my very good friend Jackie Monroe. And it was the Hanson episode, just in case you're wondering. And backstage, I was talking to Howie. I was like, hey, man, you know, whatever. And then I in mid-handshake, I realized, oops, and he did the old fist bump. So I did get to fist bump with Howie.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
But, man, he very much is a germaphobe, and he's like, we're now living in his world.
Hey, if you're running out of things to blame your parents for, here's a new one. This is crazy, y'all. A recent study found that if you're a really picky eater, it's your parents' fault. So researchers tracked 300 kids and their eating habits for 5 years. Their parents had to fill out a questionnaire when kids were 4,
5, 8, and 9 years old. Roughly 1 in 7 kids fell into the category of very picky eaters, where they refused to eat veggies and were nervous about new foods. Researchers then found that kids were less likely to grow out of their picky eating habits if their parents made them clean their plates growing up and eating certain foods. I used to have a friend that I would go eat dinner with, and their parents would not let me excuse myself if I didn't clean the plate.
Well, that's an old school thing. My mom was exactly the same way, and she now apologizes for that. But if we're at dinner and I don't eat everything on my plate, she'll reach over and finish it herself.
I mean, really? It is right something
that is so ingrained in her mind. She has said, hey, I'm sorry for always making you finish everything on your plate. And that is why we are both overweight, because it was that mentality that I grew up with.
Man.
That I always had to finish everything. And
that's crazy.
She has since apologized, but continues to do it.
I could totally see that, because I still know the kids that their parents would make them clean their plates.
Yeah, they overweight?
No, but they are the pickiest eaters.
Oh, yeah.
They are set in stone of what they like, and they will not try new things. And I'm like, wow, this completely makes sense. And so I'm thinking with my 5 and 3-year-old now, I mean, I don't make them do that, but I'm going to make sure after reading that stat that I'm never going to make them clean their plate.
They said it takes about 12 times to be exposed to a food before they actually get into it. And that doesn't necessarily mean being made to eat it. It just means that if you want your kids to eat broccoli, allow them to help you make it.
Yeah.
Have them watch you eat it and watch the enjoyment that you get from eating broccoli.
Yeah.
Do y'all have those little kid knives, Booker? A lot of people will have, there's like all these little knives that kids can use, your age kids, to help you start cutting things up in the kitchen.
Nice.
And help you cook their food.
Little assistance. I mean, it makes complete sense. I mean, like if you are supposed to clean your plate, you don't like the food, it creates a negative experience.
Exactly.
So you grow up hating those foods. Makes complete sense, y'all.
Today is the day, y'all. HBO Max, the latest major streaming service to launch, is now available. But it's $14.99 a month.
A
it's
lot.
Very expensive, but a lot of you are going to get it for free. So if you have DirecTV, for example, and you already subscribe to HBO, you're going to be able to get HBO Max, at least today. I don't know how long that is going to last. So it's going to have the shows Friends, The Big Bang Theory, all of HBO's series, Warner Brothers films, Sesame Street, and several kids' shows. So I know today they're going to have new movies like A Star Is Born and Crazy Rich Asians, which some of those were already available on streaming services. Also, Joker, Wonder Woman, Suicide Squad, classics like The Wizard of Oz and Singing in the Rain and The Goonies, plus The Lord of the Rings and The Matrix. There are also new original shows, one with Anna Kendrick, a romantic anthology called Love Life, new Looney Tunes cartoons, and this is the one thing I might check out today, the new Elmo and Cookie Monster talk show called The Not Too Late Show with Elmo.
Wow.
Tell me that doesn't sound awesome.
Okay.
Come on. This sounds great.
If you've watched everything, why not, right?
Well, and I've never seen The Big Bang Theory, so maybe today's my day that I start getting into it.
I have cut the cord on cable, and I exclusively stream, and I'm paying for this and paying for that and paying for this. $14.99 for HBO Max to me is just not worth it.
It's a lot. Sarah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Sarah, send the password.
Yeah, can I borrow your password, Sarah?
Yeah, please.
Check out the America's Got Talent contestant who spent 37 years in prison for a crime he didn't commit. If you're a picky eater, it's probably your parents' fault. And HBO Max at $14.99 a month is now available. That is what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming on your mobile device and through your smart speakers on the radio.com app. Good morning, and thank you so much for listening. Hey, good morning. I am Brad Booker with Alex Franco, Sarah Osborne, who just participated in a graduation fail. If you don't know, Sarah is infamous for being a serial dater. Until recently, she found the love of her life, settled down, got married, and is now not only a wife, but a stepmother to 2 older teenagers, one of whom just graduated from Round Rock High School.
Okay, so Round Rock ISD, so that's all the Round Rock schools, all last week did a commencement walk. And so what they did is they took over Kelly Reeves, which is a big, huge football stadium in Round Rock that all the different schools can use. And every single day they dedicate it to a different high school in the school district.
Nice.
And so Round Rocks was on Saturday. And at first I was like, oh gosh, this is not going to be fun because you have to go stand in a carpool line or sit in a carpool line. Then you go stand in a line. And then they were letting people in to walk the entire field. Then the graduate was going to walk across the stage all by themselves and get a picture. And then we were going to leave. It turned out to be so cool. And I just shout out to Round Rock ISD for what they did for their commencement walk, because they had, I'm telling you, photo opportunities every 5 yards. Like, it was like Instagram photo op, Instagram photo op. It was really cool.
I'm sure if this was Bowie High School, you wouldn't be saying the same thing.
No, I am scoffing because Sarah has been Miss Negative Nancy, Debbie Downer. And I'm like, Sarah, this is actually going to be really cool. Just wait. This is going to be really cool. And I have said on so many occasions that I think that for the majority of graduates, this will be more memorable and 100%. More special and cooler than any normal graduation would ever be.
Totally.
Well, Brad Booker, you were correct.
Oh, my God!
Wonder it's torrential rains all week long. Wow.
It was really cool. And they moved it along really quickly. And it was really special. Well, before we went, because all the other schools, Stony Point, et cetera, had done their graduations earlier that week, there was a bunch of tips on what to do. And one of the tips was that families were bringing posters and noisemakers and balloons for when their graduate walked across.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, we got to be prepared. We can't look lame. Like, we got to have the stuff. So my husband went to Walmart the morning of the graduation, and he went to look for an air horn, but there were no air horns in the party section. So he was about to leave. He put air horn in the Walmart search app, and there was an air horn in the boat section, the rescue air horn. He's like, okay, this is going to work. So he bought three, and we shoved them in my purse, and we walked the entire length of the football field. Yes, we paid for them.
Oh, okay.
But when you say you shoved them in your purse, it's like you're shoplifting at Walmart and saying this on the radio?
No. So we walk up, and they're getting ready for Ryan to walk across the stage. No one, by the way, has any sort of noisemaker, no balloon, no poster board that we have seen the entire time we're there. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to be awesome.
Yeah. So you're going to rock this. You are going to be the coolest graduate to ever walk across the stage.
Absolutely. We're about to go crazy. So she's walking across. We pushed the button on the air horn, and it was not what we were expecting. And it was the wimpiest air horn walk ever.
Wait for it.
Ryan McKenna Light.
Dude.
Hey, hold on. I got to go back and listen to this again.
Sarah.
Ryan McKenna Light.
Did your thumb, like, fall off the side of it? Oh, my gosh.
No, well, it was so much more high-pitched than I expected because it was like a boat horn. And then I didn't expect the whole can to get so cold, and it started burning my finger because my finger got in the way of all the air coming out.
That is awesome, dude. Wait,
you didn't even give it a try? You waited, like, stone cold. First time around was right at the graduation.
We really failed. We should have done a practice run at
practice
the house.
Practice run, for sure.
We didn't, and so we failed. But that's what she got.
All right,
big time celebration.
Let's hear it one more time.
Ryan McKenna Light.
His current record is 1,410 wins with just 122 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are reading for Abigail. Abigail lives and works in Round Rock as a child care specialist. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Pants, beans, cookers!
Abigail! How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. We're excited that you're calling in to play. And the way this works is very simple. I'm going to leave the room while Sarah asks you 5 pop culture trivia questions. She and Alex are going to root for you and your doggy, too. And whenever you're done answering the questions, I will come back to answer the exact same 5. Whoever gets more right is going to win, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Good luck, girl.
All right, Abigail, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Okay. Question number 1. Taylor Swift might have had her brother record a cover of Look What You Made Me Do for the show Killing Eve. What is Taylor Swift's brother's name? Hint, it is a city in Texas.
A city in Texas. Is it like...
I'll tell you, it's not El Paso.
Is it like Antonio or something?
Okay. HBO Max starts today. You're going to get The Hobbit. You're going to get Lord of the Rings. And you're going to get what movie trilogy with the lead character, Neo?
Harry Potter.
Okay. Halsey revealed in an Instagram post she is currently studying law so she can eventually take the California bar exam. What reality star is also very famously studying the law right now?
Kim Kardashian.
Chrissy Teigen is having surgery to remove her breast implants. I'm getting my boobs out, is what she said. How many kids does Chrissy Teigen have with John Legend?
She has two.
Okay, and finally, Larry King, dead or alive?
What was that again?
Larry King, dead or alive?
Kind of really hard to hear you.
Oh, sorry. Is Larry King dead or alive? Alex, you might have to help her out if she can't hear me.
I have no idea. Come on, Robert.
All right.
All right, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Sit down, Bobby.
All right. Hey, hey, hey.
All right.
How did Abigail do over here?
She got two right.
Okay.
All right,
better
Taylor
or
Swift.
Worse than you thought?
So bad.
No,
that's okay. So bad. Taylor Swift might have had her brother record a cover of "Look What You Made Me Do" for
Let's
the show
real.
Killing Eve.
He did.
All right, what is her brother's name? Hint: it is the name of a city in Texas.
Okay, nice hint. His name is Austin Swift.
Yes,
like
that is correct. HBO Max starts today. You can watch The Hobbit. You can watch Wonder Woman. You can watch Lord of the Rings. And you can watch what trilogy with the lead character, Neo?
The Matrix?
Yep. Halsey revealed in an Instagram post that she's currently studying law so she can eventually take the California bar exam. What reality star is also famously studying the law right now?
Alex Franco should be a world-renowned attorney for as many times as he's passed the bar.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I love that. Thank you. That was awesome.
Wait. What was the question?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, were you thinking the joke so hard that you couldn't listen to the question?
I'm half drunk.
You got it right for that joke, dude. Oh, man.
What was the question now? Who? Okay, I'm sorry. I got the first part about Halsey. I forgot the second part.
What reality star is also studying law?
Oh, Kim Kardashian.
Yes. Just side note, Booker always criticizes me for not listening because I'm always thinking about what I'm going to say.
Yeah, well,
that was
you're
a
right.
prime example.
Fair enough. Fair.
Boom. Mic drop. Chrissy Teigen is having surgery to remove her breast implants. She says, I'm getting my boobs out. How many kids does she have with John Legend?
She has two.
Yeah.
Speaking of boobs.
That's right. Okay, I know this is random, but finally, dead or alive, Larry King.
Where did that come from? Fortunately, he's still alive. I mean, fortunately for somebody. Fortunately, he's still alive.
He just signed a $5 million deal to do celebrity interviews, and he's like 86.
Oh, wow. Good for him. Wow.
Just makes me feel like such a loser.
No, you know what I like about Larry King? It's interesting because...
I had no idea he was still alive, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, really? Yeah,
no.
Well, I mean, heard of anyone saying that he was dead?
Have you heard from him at all?
I thought he had died like 50 years ago.
No, he'd just been in retirement.
With Barbara Walters. I haven't heard from her in a
while. He's got a very interesting interviewing style. I believe that most people, when they do interviews, celebrity interviewers, like to be prepped on the people that they're interviewing, right? And have a pretty good knowledge of what it is that's going on in their life or whatnot. Larry King doesn't like to know anything about the person he's interviewing because he wants it to be a natural conversation. So,
all right.
Anyway, I heard him say that's that one cool. time, and I thought that was very fascinating.
That's
all right,
very
well,
interesting.
Where are we at? Abigail.
You got all five right.
Oh,
man,
did I?
Poor Abigail.
Speaking of the mic drop there, Sarah.
Man.
Appreciate it. And you I knew playing. Most of them. I just got stuck.
Of course you did.
It's just getting nervous. It happens.
Yeah.
Thank you, though.
All right, I'm ready. Go ahead and say it.
All right. Can I say it now?
Yeah, please.
I'm Abigail from Round Rock, and I can't beat Booker.
All right, thank you, Abigail.
Good try, girl.
Appreciate it. All right, you know what? We're out. We're dating. We're getting out on the scene. I mean, if this weekend was any indication, we got no fear anymore. I mean, we're like, hey, we're going to be quarantined. Not anymore.
Seriously, like, what happened?
Brooke wants to find Rick, the guy that is a driving instructor at the school right by her house. This is going to be interesting. Interesting. Will he want to take the wheel in this relationship? We're going to find out coming up in minutes. A Mix.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
This weekend, Donald Trump, by unauthorized presidential order, made a sweeping declaration to open all churches, temples, and places of worship in an effort to make sure that the most devout Americans get a chance to contract the coronavirus, too.
You know, Austin is one of the most single cities in the country, but we're trying to change that one connection at a time. Mm-hmm. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Miss Connections. And guys, say hi to Brooke.
Hey, hey,
hi, Brooke.
Hello.
Brooke has her eyes set on somebody, and it's been driving her crazy.
Literally driving. So basically, I live right next to a driving school, you know, like the driver's ed, and I keep seeing the driving car around, and I notice that the teacher is, really hot. Because every time I pass by him, I just, am floored. I'm like, and it's the same guy that I see every time.
It's like the guy's, too hot to be, a teacher in a driving car, right?
Yeah, I don't think I understood you right. You're saying that the teacher that's teaching the driver
is... The 15-year-old?
Yeah. Thank right. God it's not the kid.
Oh, yeah, the teacher.
Is very attractive.
The instructor guy.
The one sitting on the non-driver side of the car in the passenger seat.
Okay.
But that doesn't make any sense because never have I seen an attractive driver's ed
I was just about
instructor.
To say, everyone is always over the age of 60.
And mean. Wasn't yours mean?
No, mine wasn't mean. He was just old.
Yeah.
Grumpy? Would that be a better word?
Maybe. Just
grumpy, teaching kids to drive their whole life?
Yeah, I mean, he saved my life because I made a wide turn that almost smacked right into a roundabout.
Oh, my gosh.
That story of their life. We've all, even just trying to make a right-handed turn, onto another street and not understanding how to stay in a lane.
Correct.
Yeah, it's hard.
Now there's going to be a buzz of the hot driver's ed teacher guy.
So what we did is we called the driving school and we were able to describe him. The hot guy.
The hot guy, the young
one. It was pretty simple.
Yeah, the male under 60.
And he's been on hold the whole time. His name is Rick. And if you're ready, we'll connect you, Brooke.
Oh my God, okay.
Hang on. Hey, Rick, good morning.
Hello?
We're connecting you with Brooke, who reached out to us because she saw a really hot driver ed instructor, and that's you. She's like, I'm seeing him around my neighborhood, and I just got to know who this guy is. So let's ask you before we get any further into the conversation, are you single?
Yeah, I'm single.
All right. Excellent. So, hey, so you're a driver's ed instructor, huh?
Yeah.
It's a random profession to get in. Like, when you grow up and you say, I want to teach kids how to drive.
Well,
I mean, someone's got to do it.
I mean, it's a job I have. I'm pursuing other things, but
That's
what I'm doing in the meantime.
Every driver's ed instructor that we have ever had has been old, but you sound really young.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 26. I don't know.
Dude.
Okay.
Wow.
Brooke, how old are you?
I'm 32.
He's 6 years younger than you. Is that a problem?
I mean, I don't have a problem with that. Do you have a problem with that?
Me, no.
What's up?
So, okay, well, then let's ask this question. Are you down for hanging out with Brooke, Rick? If so, then we will just take the pressure off and we'll pay for the date.
Oh, then, yeah, I'm down. I'm down with the free date with a mysterious an admirer.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Now, the question is, who's going to drive?
Oh, he should. He's very safe.
Yeah,
he
seriously.
Should?
Because he'll be judgy if she's driving.
No, they shouldn't drive because it's a first meeting.
That's true.
They should be safe and meet up.
Oh, yeah. Meet up.
Yeah,
okay.
It's always the safe thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, that's fantastic. We're excited. We can't wait to get an update, but this is good. This is good news, right, Brooke?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
All right, awesome. Well, we'll connect the two of you and wish you luck.
Thank you.
I'm surprised that there was not a keep your hands at 10 and 2 joke from Booker.
Nah, you know what?
That was, Alex, you own it. You do the joke.
Well, no, I was waiting for it. Look,
you own it. You came up with it.
So I'll go back a little bit. Okay, all right. I'll set you up. Here we go. You ready?
All right.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, have a good time out on your date.
Thank you.
Just make sure your hands are at 10 and 2.
Oh!
That's hilarious. Alex, can't I didn't come up with that one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.